Sagt die Gemara, darf chesse mit Beis, Omer Rabbi Yoina. V'chachamna lo. We're talking about the shear of Revius. Actually, we're up to a drop before that. Omer Rabbi Chonin. Oh, right before that. Omer Rabbi Chonin. Full answer about him. Omer Rabbi Chonin. Luga de Reisa. A lug me de Reisa. We're talking about a Revius a lug. So how do we know what a lug de Reisa is? Sagt die Gemara, Tmunta Atika. It's an old measurement called a tmunta, the muraisa de tzipoira, which they used for fish, a type of fish yoach in tzipoira. So if you want to know what the lug is, you have to get a hold of the alta tmunta keli, which they used for muraisa. Now, obviously, we don't have that kli today, because if we would have that kli today, we wouldn't have a machlokes, a b'chaim noya, and the chazanish, what a shir revius is. We're lacking that kli. Anyone that has that kli can sell it for who knows how much money, because it's a real thing, that it's an antique that's necessary. But the point is, that is what it is. And I recognize it. Chakamna means I understand. I realize, I'm makir, I understand it. I've seen it. The base, Rabbi Yanai, have a mechilim bodvash. Basically, the house of Rabbi Yanai's household, they used to measure honey in it. I've seen that kli. Zogdemora, another pshat in the revius is, to define it, is Tony Chatzi Shminius Tvernius. There was a
Hayishana.
Oh. Chatzi Shminius Tvernius Hayishana. There was an altar measurement that he used in Tverya that was called the Shminius.
The old Tverya.
Not the old Tverya.
Hayishana.
It means the old Kli.
Oh.
What does it mean, the old Kli? Chatzi Shminius Tvernius Hayishana. What's this altar Kli that they had in Tverya? It was called the Shminius. Half of that is a revius, but that kli was the meduktik dika revius halug. Zokimo daf teso med aleph. Revius halug. The chayr going on revius halug.
So why do we cut it in half?
I mean, why do we cut it in half? That was the kli. The kli was a shminis.
The kli was
actually you're right. The carbon eder says chatzis shminis. Meaning I was understood shminis to mean half of that is revius. No. Chatzi shminis midas tverya yishono. Here revius shatera. That's a revius. Not the.
But it says shminis.
No. The name is called shminis. Half of that is called a revius.
The kli is called shminis.
The kli was shminis that measured a shminis. That doesn't mean it measured a shminis, because half of that is not a revius. Half of a shminis is a sixteenth.
Yeah.
Right?
So what is
pshat? But that's the name of the kli. The name of the kli was a shminis, and half of that was a revius halug. Revius Torah, revius halug, not a lug, revius halug. Now the Gemara before said luga deraisa, a lug deraisa is taka tmunta atika de magaisa de sipoira. That was a gabi a lug. There's two different things we're describing. One is a lug of the Torah. One is a revius halug. It's really very similar. One is a lug. One is a revius. It's just four times the same thing. But the point is, this is, you want to know what the lug is. You got to get hold of the Alta Tmunta Atika. That's a lug. You want to know what a revius is? Get a hold of Shminis de Tvelya. And that, half of that is a revius. Zog the Gemara, Daftes Amad Aleph. Omer Rabbi Yochanan. Hadein Didonu. Some take this out. But the point is, why is it called Atika? V'lo mekor le'atika. Why is it called Atika? Like you said, Tvelya is not Atika. So what's the Atika about it? This kli is around also today. Zogt Gemara.
There is a Tvadi Atika.
But we're talking about now, why is the kli called Atika?
Yeah, I understand.
Zogt Gemara, min begin the have be yoima, the zeira, the ropsa, the izalto kama the have. That means, originally this kli was smaller. And then the maisa, there were moisif on the kli, and it became larger. And then it became smaller again, like it was originally. So that's why it's called Atika. It's Atika because it's going back to what its original size was. And that's the lashon of Atika, even though it's not something that's not available today. Zok
the Gemara. You need a minimum reason, or you need exactly?
Zok the Gemara, Om Rabbi Yechron. Not for Dalat Koisis. I thought you have to have a minimum. But in Beis HaMikdash was a Revius HaLoi. It was an exact measurement. Omer Rabbi Yochanan, Hado Didon, the meter that we have,
He chatzi shminis tvernis hayishono. We have the chatzi, half of the midah of the shminis of the tvernis hayishono, which that, another way of calling that shminis hayishono, it was called a.
Where is Amar Rabbi Yochanan? I don't have.
There's different gesoys over here. Zok the Gemara. No, really.
What's the but the whole lashon Gemara?
You have to see. I'm reading it with the Gers Sagro together, with everything together.
The whole lashon Gemara.
Again, do you shall me? Do you shall me? You're coming in Daftes, your first day over here. You shall me is not like the regular lashonis of Babli, where you just read for state in Gemara. You have to look at the Korban Eid and the Pnei Moshe and the Katla Taklin Charet and the Gers Sagro, and then see the Klora Gersa. If we're going to go through all of them now,
so where is this the Korban Eid?
Zogt Gemara Amar Rabbi Yochanan, hadn di don our kli that we have chatzi shminis tvernis hayishona. It's like that chatzi shminis tvernis hayishona. Zogt Gemara. The Gemara goes now another way of saying this shir. Zogt Gemara.
How do you argue on what the
shear
interior was?
It depends on the calculate. It goes back to what a bay is. It goes back to many calculations, but not for now. It's based on obviously on a bay on different shearim. Zok digamoga, kamu shear shal kois. What is the shear of the kois that we said that's machzik revius? Zok digamoga, Reb Yosi b'shem Reb Yosi ben Pazi, v'Reb Yosi b'Abibi b'shem Reb Shmuel etz ba'ayim. You want to know what it is in volume? How do you describe it? We had a similar Gemara in Arve Psochim, Daf Kuftes, but here the Gemara says a little different. Etz ba'ayim, two finger breaths. Al etz ba'ayim, on two finger breaths. That means width and length. Al roim etzba, on the height of a finger, umechzo, vishlish etzba. So that's with another mechzo and a shlish etzba. So that means against, it comes out to 1 5/6.
Yeah.
1 5/6 of a etzba. So again, so it's 2 by 2 by 1 5/6 of an etzba, by almost 2. Now, if you remember, the Gemara in Pesachim had a whole cheshmer over there, was a mikveh, amal amal b'roim amal koy mishal odom, and we translated that into 2 by 2 by 2.7 in height. Tosaf has a kasha over here. The Gemara says different number. And Tosaf there answers that it depends what kind of etzba. There's an etzba tzipoyris, etzba midborios, and Tosaf coincides that it's not a steer of two numbers in the Gemara. Zog the Gemara.
It's for kais for tonight. When you say kais, you mean for tonight?
Yeah, kais, of course. It's a gay for kais for dalat kaises.
Well, for kiddush Friday night.
Right? Kiddush is the raisa. There's different shiurim. There's 3 answers, 3.2 answers, 3.7 answers, 4.5 answers, chazan ish holds 5-something answers. 5.2. Zog the Gemara. Tony, we learned in the Braise as follows. Yovesh kezayis divigam nosen. If you have wine that is dried up, we know a shear of yayin is what? A revius. Dried up revius is a kezayis. Yovesh kezayis. Now we're going back to the Hoitzah on Shabbos. Yechayv on Hoitzah on Shabbos, we said Midaraisa. When you take a revius, or we said Kedei Lamazek, the amount of yayin that you need for Meziga, which is 1/4 and 3/4 water, so that 1/4 is considered, is revius, is considered yayin for Chayv on Hoitzah. So if it's in a dried version, so then Yovish is Kezayis. Then it's a Kezayis. Kezayis is equivalent to a revius when it's liquid. Divigam Nosen. Zog Dumorah. Rabbonon de Kesri, the Rabbonon from Kesri, Rabbi Yosi, Rabbi Bibi, B'shem Shmuel, they said, Asin de Rab Nosson, Ki Rabbi Yosi, Rabbi Yehuda. These words of Rab Nosson are like, the Goyim puts in, like Rabbi Yosi, Rabbi Yehuda. Why? Because we're saying there's no difference between something, the Lach and the Yovesh is a comparison of Ravias to Kazayas. So he holds like that Shita. So Mela, we can say that a liquid that's congealed is a shear of a kezayis when it comes to itzah. Zog di Gemara. Now, they take out over here that it's not like Reb Shimon, but rather like we just said, like Reb Yosef, Reb Yehuda. Now the Gemara explains why.
Congealed liquid is a solid. Congealed liquid is solid.
Well, not congealed. It's a solid. Whatever it dries up. You know, you have something really crust, dried up. Dried is called kazayis. Congealed just means it's a little harder, but it has to be dried up.
And what do you care if it's not? If it's ice liquid now, it's a food. The food we know is kazayis. Well, what do you have to make this hemshach for?
Okay, but
no,
we're saying that the metzias is
the same amount.
The same amount. True, oichlin is because ayis, but it's the same amount. Zok the Gemara. Now, this shita is told. Rabbi Yosef Rida, we're going to discuss now a big sugi in Shas. We know what a nevel is, right? And the trefa means an animal that was shechted, but things didn't go right. And nevela means it was never shechted. So now, the difference between a nevela and the trefa is, a nevela is metama. A nevela is an avatuma. Trefa is not an avatuma. When it comes to kashrus, trefas and nevela is the exact same thing. One is shechted with a pgima, and one of them is not shechted. It's hit by a car. The animal is a nevela and a trefa, both not kosher. But when it comes to tuma, a nevela is an avatuma. So we know that the boss of a nevela is an avatuma. What about the dam of a nevela? Does the dam of the nevela also have that din? That is metame. Dam of a shechit of a treif is not. It has to be a nevela to be tome. So a nevela is metame. What about the dam of a nevela? So Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yudah's din is relevant to Gabbai's din of a dam of a nevela that it's metame. Just like the boss of the nevela is metame. So we see similar. Dam is like bosser. Revius is like kazayis. That's Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yudah's shita. And now the Gemara is going to go into that sita. Zok the Gemara. Reb Shimon. Zok the Gemara, Reb Shimon, the other guys, Revius came. Kainam Reb Nosson Revius. Just like he said it's Revius, so to Reb Nosson, Lechshe Yikrash Vyebe Kazayis. The Revius will turn into a Kazayis. Zok the Gemara, Reb Shimon, B'Shem Reb Shuman Levi. Reb Shimon said in the name of Reb Shuman Levi. Maisa Bepildas Rebbe Shemeso. Rebbe had a Preda. He had a mule that died. Now, it did not. It wasn't shechted. It's metamek and nevela. So now, what about the dam? Maisa bepildas Rabbi Shemeso. V'tiora es domo mishum nevela. And they were metai the dam because of nevela. He said that clearly, dam is not metamek and nevela. The question that we just posed. Zog digamol v'shol Rabbi Lozes Rabbi Simon. Now, Rabbi Simon is saying b'shem Rabbi Shuman Levi. So Rabbi Eliezer was mesupik. Is it not metama because it's lacking the shear, or it's never metama? Only the boss is metama, not the dam.
How
when
much
we say
is the shear, dam,
the shear would have been a revius. So is the reason why you said it's not metama because it's lacking the shear and it's not a revius, or is it not metama because dam is not metama like bosser? That was a very fair question to ask Reb Simon. He said something b'shem Reb Shimon Levi. So Omar Reb Elozer, v'shol Reb Eliezer as Reb Simon at kamo, meaning. Is it because it's less than revius and you're looking for a bigger shear? What's that shear, Taka? Or because it's not metam at all? V'loi ashkach bei. He ignored him. Reb Simon ignored. It's a pretty valid question based on a statement b'shem Reb Shuman Levi. So you know what he did? I go straight to the Makar. V'shol Reb Shuman Levi. So he asked Reb Shuman Levi. And Reb Shuman Levi told him, Avad adam nevel is metama. Like boss is metama. Just you need a shear. V'omale ad revius tor. If it's less than revius, then dam nevel is not metama. Yoisim revius is tomei. Zog di Gemara. Ubash le Reb Eliezer al de loichoza le Reb Simon le Shmuaso. Reb Eliezer felt bad. He felt slighted for the fact that Reb Simon ignored his valid question. Reb Shuman Levi told him, it's totally in revius. Apshad is ametam at all. So Zog di Gemara. Rav Bibi Abi Yosef Masnei Hadin Uvda. Rav Bibi said over this Maisa that took place in the house of Beis Rebbe that the Preda was a Nevela and the Metaher, the Dam, als Nevela. And again, he did not say, is it because Dam Nevela is not Metame like the Bosser, or is it because lacking the Shear? Rav Bibi Abi Yosef Masnei Hadin Uvda. Omele Rav Yitzchok. So Yitzchok told him, Kahana.
Kahana.
Kahana. Meaning, Ad Revius, he told him the same thing, the same question like Abliyaza asked Reb Simon. Is it Tula Revius that's not Metametor? But Yosef Mekan is Tomei? Is that the Pshat? So before, Rav Siman ignored him.
Then now it's a silly question.
Why is it silly? Who said he knows?
He says, Ad Revius. Of course it's Ad Revius.
He didn't say Ad Revius yet. Where did he say Ad Revius?
His question was, Till Revius, it's not Metama more than...
Yeah, because I want...
But if he told them because it's a Revius, that explains...
I hear, but that's one way of learning, I hear. But another way, because you see his reaction was that he gave him a kick. So maybe like you're saying, it's more silly. But on the other hand, he's saying, is the Pshat Yina Metama because it's lacking Revius? And Revius would make the cut and it would be Metama? Or it's irrelevant that if it would have been a Revius. Lamaisa, Dam of Nevelis, Ametama, like, unlike Bosser. So Lamaisa's reaction, Taka, was, not that he ignored him, Ubatbe. Now either it means he kicked him, other Mefarsh Mavir mean, he slided him, he made him feel that he's ignored, that he's asking a silly question, like you're saying maybe. Ubatbe. Pushed him aside. Even not physically, just he made him feel that way. Omale Rab Zrika. So Rab Zrika said, begin the Shaloch at Boat. I understand. He's asking you a question. Because of that, he gets a, such a reaction. What's Pshat? What's so schwer about asking if Dam is Metama or not? If the Dam on the veil is Metama or not? Maybe it's not Metama at all. So he told him, you're right. Omale. So he told him back, begin. The loy have a daiti be beitnebe. I had a bad day. My das, my mind wasn't with me totally. And that's why Rabibi is saying to Rav Zrika, that's why I gave him such a treatment. Why did was my das not my yusheves? Zog the Gemara, the Omer Reb Chanan, like Reb Chanan says, steht a posik in the Teichacha. V'hoyu chayecha tluyim loch mineged. What does it mean? Your life is tluyim mineged. You're going to be scared. Upacharat to laila v'yoyim. What does that mean? So there's three types of people that make parnosa. One of them is Zeshalakiah Chitim Lashona. That's a person that takes chitim for the whole year. He has money for the whole year, but still is going to be scared. Upachar to Laila V'yoimom.
Why?
No. That's going to the next part of the pasuk. That's one person. Zeal Mineged. Mineged means Chayecha Mineged. Meaning that if you don't keep the Torah, then you will you're not set for life. You're set for a year. Okay. Not as bad as being less. Zog the Gemara, the next part of the pasuk is Ubacharito Laila V'yoimom. What is that referring to? Zog the Gemara, that's referring to Ze'alakech Mina Sitki. That's a person that buys from like a middleman. He doesn't buy every day. He has money for more than one day. He buys for a few days at a time, different kufas. So he's still Ubacharito Laila V'yoimom. He doesn't know what's going to be. What's going to be next week? What's going to be in a month from now? I just bought chitim for a month worse. The third gather is that your mamash are scared. Someone who goes every day to the bakery because he can't for the baker, not because he wants fresh bread, because he can't afford to buy for tomorrow. He doesn't know what's going to be the next day. Every day is a new question, what's going to be? So he said, that's my situation. And I, Rabibi, I am Samich Lapalter. I'm in that situation right now. The mission of it says, Im ein kemach ein Torah. So my mind is not at ease. So Mela, now that's why my reaction to you was Boat Bey. So the Gemara Lamaisi didn't answer the question Be'etzim. Zog the Gemara Umau Kedoin. What's Takad Adin? Like Abedam Nevela? Is it Metama only because it's not a Revius, but it would be Revius, but Metama? Or no? Only both of Nevela is Metama, but Dam is not. Zog the Gemara. Heyit Rabbi Yeshua ben Pseira al dam nevela shutar. Rabbi Yeshua ben Pseira, there's a Mishnah in Idias that says that Rabbi Yeshua ben Pseira was made that dam nevela is tohar. Now Torah implies in ganzen tohar, even more than Revius. Zok the Gemara, what's the raya? Zok the Gemara, mahu tohar. Maybe tohar means tohar milahachshir. Meaning, there's two things. Something first has to be huchshel kabatuma. A liquid has to go in an item from the Zayin Mashkin and your nichalei. And then it could be mekabel tumah. But maybe we're saying that dam, even though usually dam is one of the Zayin Mashkin, that's machshel lekabel tumah, but that's only dam shchuta. But maybe dam nevela is not machshel lekabel tumah. But when it comes to tomei, lo'olam, it would be metama. This time you're quoting me a Mishnah idiot that says that tor milahach, tor doesn't mean tor stam, it means tor milahachshir. But lo'olam, the question that we asked, maybe it would be metama if it's a revius. Aval letama is metama. Zog ma mau tor tamal achsh aval tamas betama. Zog di gemara tamon taninon. We learned tamon. Tamon is a mishnah in machshirin. Tamon taninon.
Tamon means there, over there.
Yeah, over there. So what's over there? In the Mishnah Machshirin. Dam Asheretz Kipsoroi. Oh, so it says black and white. The dam of the sheretz like the bosser. And the bosser we know is what? It's what's called? It's not machshir. It's metame, but it is metame. So we're also. The dam asheretz kipsoroi. Metame vein machshir. It's not. That's enechanami. So dam asheretz. The dam of the sheretz. We're going on the dam now. The dam of the sheretz is dam of the sheretz, not dam of the shechita. Dam of the sheretz, state over there in machshirin. Dam of the sheretz is kipsoroi. It's metama ve'ena machshir. Ve'en lo nekiyotzeboy. Now we bring a raya. It says ve'en lo nekiyotzeboy. There's nothing equivalent to that statement that it's metama ve'ena machshir. You wanted to say dam nevela. It's not machshir, but it will be metama. Well, then the mission in machshirin doesn't make sense. The mission machshirin says dam of sheretz is the only thing that's metama and amachshir. So we see clearly that over here, it would not be metama, because otherwise it would fall into that category like dam of sheretz. Zok de Gemara. So we see clearly that it's not metama. Zok de Gemara. No, dilma. What we mean over there that it's nothing like it, equivalent to it, is dilma tum osoi. That means shedome metama kipsoroi. Meaning it means the gabe deshir. Zok de Gemara. It means the gabe. This gears of dilma, meaning sheer to mosay shadom metamek b'sorei. What it means is nothing like it, because over there it's the sheer is like the bosar. What's the sheer of a bosar metama? Adosha. What's the sheer of the dam? An adosha. Masha enkin over here, the sheer is a kezayis of the bosar and a revius of the dam. So what it means ain't a kiyotzeboy that it's not machshir metama is the gabi the sheer of the bosar, which over there is a sheretz kadosha and the dam is kadosha. That's the gabe the shear. But when it comes over here to Nevela, Avada it's kiyotzeboy. Just the shear is not kiyotzeboy. Over here it's revius and the kezayis. Zog demo om ravasi.
The dam of the sheretz will be metama with the kadosha?
Yes.
I need revius.
Not by dam v'sheretz. Sheretz is like the bosser. That's what we're saying. Bosser is kadosha, sheretz so to the dam.
It would be metame.
It would be metame, not machshir. No. Yeah. It's what's it called? It's torah melachshir, but it's metame. It's not machshir, correct. Zok demora om Rabbi Yossi. Pliga botrein amagoyin. Back to the original kasha. There's a machloikis amagoyin if a revius of dam of nevel is metame or not. Pliga botrein amagoyin. Chad om etome, chad om etor. Once it's Tom, once it's Tor. Mando metome kreb Yehuda. He holds like a Yehuda. Umando metor kreb Yeshua ben Psoiro. Now, what's the pshat like a Yehuda? Zok de Gemara, omale, Rav Avduma, de Minachusa. The Yehus, it's good that you're saying it's the Rav Yehuda. Why is it like a Yehuda? Is the one that says that it's metame? Because the Rav Yehuda moirayne de venisi hava. Rav Yehuda was the moira ro in the base of the Nosi. The original Gemara had a maisa with the preda of base Rebbe. So over there they said that it's Tohar. It's only Tohar because it's lacking a Shia Revius. But if it would have been a Revius, it would have been Metama. Dam Nevela is Metama, like Dam Shchuta. It's Metama. Just over there in Beis Rebbe, they're Metama because lacking a Shia. So we see clearly that Rabbi Yehuda is the one that he's the Meiraro in Beis Rebbe. So he's the one who holds that Dam Nevela is Metama. And the Maisa was Metar because the Maisa was less than Revius. So it's a Raya, Siyua, that Rabbi Yehuda is the one that says Metame in Rabbi Shua ben Besoira. Is the one that's metahir, because the Yehuda was metahir only over there because lacking the revius. Zokumar, the last Gemara, let's finish to the Mishnah. Shema Yoni, if a person has cuffs on his pants or he has other things, then if he becomes poor, they'll say because he stole and he's being punished from the Tumas Halishka. Tony Rabbi Shmuel, Kovats, someone who is a Kovats. Kovats, a few pshatim in Kovats, either means he has long hair, Kavtsoits of Taltalim. Or it means he's a pauper. He's mekabe. He's a kapzen. A kapzen is a person that's a pauper. So a kovatz loy yitroim. He shouldn't be the one being termed the truma because they'll be choshed him. Maybe he's packing money. Either in his hair, he has long curls. It's hiding the money over there. Zagma b'nechshad. Zagma toni agiz borin oim mefasfasin bekilkelin. The gizborin, they were mefasfasin. They used to comb out the begodim of Tzemer, of the Tarmim, of the Trumas HaLishka, after he left the Lishka to make sure there's no money hiding over there. Tony, another pshat is medabin hayimah. You used to speak to him because maybe he's hiding money in his mouth. You can't talk with a mouthful of money. You ever tried talking with a mouthful of money? So Mela, that's now he's not hiding the money there. So Gemara Tony, medabin hayimah mishoshu nichlas at shoshu yetsi. Straight from when he entered till he exited. V'yamal effect Gemara v'yamal pumei mivai. Why does he have to speak to him? Why did he fill up his mouth with water? You can't put money in your mouth when you have it's filled with water. Lemaisa, you have to make a bracha. Yeah, when you're being toyrim, you have to say Hashem Kitzonim Bitzonu lahafrish truma. It's a truma. So if you have water in your mouth, you'll not be able to make the bracha. We have a makor from the toyrim of Yom Nekzuvin. A person has to ensure that there's no chshad in him. There shouldn't be chosh in him l'ksherim. K'derech shu'tzor lotzi de'amokim b'teira. Zog demok k'derech shu'tzor lotzi de'amokim. Just like after lotzi de'amokim. B'teira minayim d'chsev. V'yis v'nikim Hashem v'Yisrael. Uven v'yim minayim d'chsev. El alaykim Hashem v'Yisrael. V'Yisrael. Hu yoda. V'Yisrael hu yoda. Meaning that el alaykim Hashem. He knows v'Yisrael u'yoda. Just like the Eibishter knows what's in our heart, so that we have to make it that the Yid knows, so other people, fellow people also know. B'ksuvi minayim d'chsiv u'motzachen v'seichel toy be'en alikim v'odom. Zog d'gmora, Gamliel zuga shol Rabbi Yosef Rabun. He asked him, Eizu amachuver, from the three psukim that you brought, which one is the most applicable that would imply that you have to be lotzi de'ebriyas, there shouldn't be choshed you. So he told him, Omalei, v'yisem nekiyim Hashem u'Yisrael. That's Taka, the Pasuk, Minatera, maybe that's why it's that you picked that one, Taka. And over there, we see clearly, it's not just people don't know, it's not just the Eibishter knows what I'm doing. People have to make sure you can't be that it's a lozus. We'll stop over here by Halacha Gimel. Tomorrow morning, Mitzvah Hashem will learn Nochen Seda, and we'll learn tomorrow morning before Shachris at 8:15 in the morning, Mitzvah Hashem. We'll continue tomorrow, Daftes.